Welcome to the castle of Bourbon. The name Bourbon comes from Borvo, the Celtic god of minerals and a healing deity associated with bubbling spring water. In the Middle Ages, the main name worn by the lords of Bourbon, Archambault, Archimbaldus in Latin, was added to Borvo. These lords were the ancestors of every member of the Bourbon family. The market town, now known as Bourbon-l'Archambault, comes to life at the crossing point of several very ancient commercial routes. The castle. The castle of Bourbon is the result of a long series of building programs. Generation after generation, the castle was modified, fortified, and embellished up to the 16th century. It shows numerous signs of these long-term transformations today. Painted and sculpted decorations from the early 13th century are still visible today. Built on a rocky promontory of nearly 1 hectare, this family home has left us with a particularly beautiful ruin. A castle emerged on the rocky promontory in the mid-10th century, following a Carolingian castrum. The latter was then rebuilt several times in medieval times, and an important work campaign took place in the 12th century. The towers already had embossed facing, which was reused thereafter in the 13th and 14th centuries, when major building programs took place under the rules of Louis I, who became the first Duke of Bourbon in 1327, Louis II in the late 14th century. The latter was the third Duke of Bourbon and Charles V's brother-in-law. He undertook substantial building work at the castle, benefiting hugely from the king's generosity. These constructions include the Quiconque Tower, the Amiral Tower, where the site's reception and shop now stands, rework on the old hall, the increased height of the towers, and the fortification of the Old Bailey to the south, square towers, and the new lodging house. Most of these works were never completed. The second chapel was begun in 1479 in the rule of Jean II, 6th Duke of Bourbon, and we know that building work also took place in the 15th century. The third Duke, Louis II, is well known for having taken part in reconquering the kingdom in the reign of Charles V during the first part of the 100 Year War. For his political role in the reign of Charles VI, he led the Regency Council and was a member of the Uncles Council, as well as for fortifying or rebuilding his castles and fortresses. He also ordered the building of a luxury palace at the foot of the Louvre in Paris, Le Petit Bourbon, on which he spent a fortune. This marks the beginning of a palatial architecture meant to compete with that of the kings of France and that of the duke's cousins.